Hey, so 2 weeks back, I wanted to watch a movie with my best friend, Norma, and I called her and told her, okay, just check the cinema list, let's know what they have. I checked on my side, I couldn't see anything, but she said she found something called A New Age. So I was like, A New Age, okay, just, I'll meet you there. What time is it? She said 3:15. I said, okay, no problem. I got there late actually, but she was already like settling, getting tickets. So when I got there, I was like, oh my God, it's The Croods. It's The Croods, A New Age. What? You didn't tell me. She was like, I told you. And I'm like, I did not hear. I did not understand. So fast forward, we got the tickets and then we walked into the cinema and lo and behold, it was just the two of us in the cinema. No one was there. We had the cinema to ourselves. I literally screamed. So I saw that the movie had already begun and wow, it was an experience, and honestly, I would love to share the experience with you. So stay tuned, guys. You're gonna listen to me. Once again, this is the English Igbo Girl Podcast. I am Amaka Jessica. First of all, you have to have even watched Croods 1 because there are some certain concepts that you need to understand while you're watching Croods 2, which is A New Age. You know, you hear things like, my parents said, this is the tomorrow that my parents said to look for. And you'd be wondering, what is tomorrow? What is he talking about? Okay. And then you just need to watch Croods 1, all right? This movie has already been nominated for the best animated feature in an Oscar. So let's just get down to it. This movie kicks off with Guy and Eep and Grog, their father, and the mom, the whole pack, the Croods pack. They are still looking for a new home, you know, on their jolly, crazy, wild ride, defeating monsters, eating on the go and all of that, until they find a place. It's walled. It's mysterious, it's strange, it's new. You know, the Croods do not like new things. Only Guy that is, you know, very familiar with things that are new. So they find themselves in an entanglement with a rather modern family, Hope, Phil, and Don Betterman. Hope is played by Leslie Mann. Phil Betterman is played by Peter Dinklage. Okay, yes, and if you do not know, Guy is played by Ryan Reynolds. Eep is played by Emma Stone. Grog, the father, is played by Nicolas Cage. And as always, I always have a favorite character in every animated movie. And in this movie, it's Gran-Gran. Gran-Gran is my favorite character. Clarice Leachman played that role. You're gonna enjoy Gran-Gran, I promise you. Just keep watching. When you meet the Thunder Sisters, you're gonna know why. So, let's keep going on. So, they are modern in the sense that they have created things like clothes, soap, toilets, and the scariest thing of all that scares the Croods is privacy. Like, they do not understand why they should not always be together. What is room? What is that? Why should you go here and go there? We do a sleep pile. They sleep together. You know, do everything together. But this whole privacy thing is driving them insane. Okay, so as it turns out, the Bettermans were friends with the parents of Guy. Guy's parents are now dead. And then they are very annoyed by the fact that Guy is entangled with Eep, when he used to play with Dawn, their daughter, when they were young. So they want to make sure that whatever that is going on between Eep and Guy ends and he gets involved with their daughter Dawn. Anyway, it was quite obvious that the two families, their ways did not align. So there had to be something that would bring them together, a common enemy that would arise that would make them or force them to set aside their differences and just work together. And this common enemy, I'm not going to release everything, just in case you've not watched, I don't want to spoil too much. So this common enemy now gave birth to what is known as the Thunder Sisters, like I've said before. And you know why I enjoy this movie? There was constant excitement, constant drama, constant action, you know, and it just kept me on my seat throughout the whole cinematic experience. And yes, you know, I said that just me and my best friend were in the cinema, and then I think like 30 minutes later, two other folks joined us. I did not like it when they came because I think they were not really interested in the movie. They just wanted it to pass time. So they kept on talking about things on Instagram and stuff. Like I wanted to use my popcorn and just fling it in their faces. But what can we do? We all pay, so we all get the benefit of sitting there. Let's keep on going. Yeah, so the characters I was seeing, the creatures specifically, right? They reminded me of Upside Down Magic. If you've watched Upside Down Magic, you'd see creatures like six-eyed spider wolves. You see creatures like land sharks, sharks that stay on land instead of water. You see a chicken fish, a fish and a chicken together in as one creature. And as always, the punch monkeys. We saw punch monkeys in one, punch monkeys are in two, and they are so diverse. Not just the fact that they interact or communicate with punches and slaps, not that, but that there are different kinds of monkeys. We have the punch monkeys, there's a big eyebrowed monkey, there is sad monkey, there is crazy punch monkeys and all of that. So it's a very diverse creature, whatever, if you know what I, you know, understand what I'm saying. And you know, it makes me so happy. I would want to be in the room where those people are coming up with these crazy ideas and these crazy characters. They're like, oh yeah, let's just name this one guy, just leave it at guy, no need to call him Frederick or Leonard, just leave it at guy. Oh yeah, let's call her Eep. You know, let's think about a creature. We'd make it a spider, but it's like a wolf and it has six eyes. It'd be crazy to just listen to people talk like this. But in the end, it makes sense. So much effort was put into it and it was amazing. I loved it, every single moment of it. But in the end, they defeated the superficial, that's baboon. Well, I don't know whether that was a baboon, if it was not, because it had spikes at somewhere, I think on the back. That baboon was huge. So they defeated the baboon and then, you know, the Bettermans and the crews learned to live life together. They finally accepted that, yes, we can be diverse. A little excitement from here and there is very necessary for the Bettermans, and the crews also learned to accept modernization, and that was cool, that was good. So yes, I do hope you understand why The Croods is an amazing movie. And as always, now we're gonna move on to the next segment where we'll be reading the reviews, positive and negative, and we're gonna be seeing if they also hold the same opinion that I have. Or the general, let's see what the general opinion is like, right? That's what we're gonna do. Positive and negative. Let's see what the general opinion is like. Stay tuned. Yes, so let's just get down to the reviews. First on my list, the positive reviews, I have one that says, I absolutely love this movie. Very good sequel to the first one, definitely. The movie is very funny and has lovable characters and tells a really good story with absolutely gorgeous animation. I highly recommend this movie if you haven't seen it yet. Yes, girl, let's go there. Let's go. Okay, next one. There is more chaotic fun with the Croods' second outing. It is as colorful, visually stunning, and funny as the first. Even if the story loses spark, it isn't new or original, but most of the family will say it rocks. Okay, this is a very fresh side or a very fresh perspective. Some people are saying that the story is a bit thin. I think I saw a review like that, but the story is a bit thin. The plot line is a bit shaky and all of that, but all in all, it's a very good movie. They might say the plot is shaky, but it's a good movie. That's good. Okay, this one, this review is very interesting. It said, I think some prehistoric nerds are overthinking this movie. It's not supposed to be a freaking real-life biography with every single detail that has happened in history. That DreamWorks have converted the prehistoric history into a hilarious, interesting, and captivating artwork. There were various times where he would put his life at risk, which is Grog. Even the grandmother who he despised so much, but he manages to protect his family. He came to understand and improve as the story grew. And he was an amazing father in the beginning and at the end. Okay, this person is speaking from Croods 1. okay, and he's looking forward, or he or she is looking forward to Croods 2. And I do advise, go and watch Croods 2. Okay. So the next review on my list here, positive reviews, 5-star review, says, honestly, this is the best movie ever. It is funny, interesting, and it portrays a good message to fathers and daughters everywhere. He goes on to say, this movie might take place in a prehistoric era, but it represents what a lot of father-child relationships look like today. Distant children and confused fathers. No, this cracks me up now. However, it shows how the father improves and accepts new and different, not necessarily bad ideas from guy. But this is an amazing movie and it's a must-see for all families. Lovely, 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 lovely review. Okay, last on my list for the 5-star reviews, we see, okay, this is actually very interesting. Before I saw this, I was bullied by my teachers, wow, and classmates. No girl would love me. I was on the verge of suicide until I saw the first trailer for this movie and it changed my life. Wow, thank God for that. I knew I had to see this movie, and once I did, I felt more confident in myself. I wasn't getting bullied or no girl would reject me anymore. Wow. Just this kind, this particular movie did all this to you. I wonder how, but I'm grateful that it did. And I thank all of it for Nicolas Cage's sexy voice accompanying the character Grog and other cast members who changed my life, like Ryan Reynolds and Emma Stone. In short, The Croods is love, The Croods is life. Wow, I did not expect to see a review such as this. You know, I don't wanna, you know, there's an actual reason I love animation. Animated movies are always colorful, they are meant to uplift your spirits. It's not always, it's almost never gloomy. You understand? So if just a simple movie that had nothing to do with his life could change his life like that, just by it being entertaining and fun and, you know, colorful and just lifting spirits just by watching the movie, I think I would live for animated movies. I mean, come on. Thank God for your life that you channeled your mind away from killing yourself. Or whatever it is, you're gonna be all right. And just keep in mind, you're not trying to kill yourself, you're just trying to kill something in you. Oh, you're gonna be all right. Oh, the English book really stunning, you're gonna be all right. Oh, okay. So that's all I have on my list for the positive reviews. We're just gonna head on to the negative reviews immediately. I hope you carry your pillows, hold your pillows, because this one's gonna hit you. This next person said, I'm disappointed and very confused. It's supposed to be a prehistoric film, and I know prehistoric stuff. I'm a prehistoric nerd, and this film makes no sense. Whoa, calm down, slow your book, match your break, calm down. The characters aren't funny or enjoyable. I disagree with this one. But the dad is, he reminds me of a character in How to Train Your Dragon. Guy and his sloth look and act as if they've time traveled here. Almost every single creature look as if they jumped out of a planned dreamwork futuristic films. Wow, okay, so it's obvious that you're a prehistoric nerd and you want everything to align with facts. But sweethearts, not everything has to align. It's for fun, it's creativity, you know, making toothpick come to life. I mean, toothpick is not alive, but it can make a toothpick come to life and actually tell you how it feels when it goes into your tooth or your teeth, you know? So it's about creativity. So let's not put much thought. Let's just enjoy God's gift of creating stories, right? The next one says, whoa, this film tore my family apart. Wow. Why? My wife won't speak to me anymore because of how many times I ejaculated to a photo of Grog. Well, I don't understand where this is coming from. I don't, let's just continue what he says. He said she's currently hiring a lawyer to get full custody of my children. Please do not watch this film. I don't know what exactly went on while you were watching the film. I don't know why it went on or what would have happened before it went on and exactly how it happened after you watched the film. But just please, let's just go on to the next one. The next review says, this movie had a good message, but as a nerd of prehistoric life, Not one animal depicted in this movie actually existed except humans. Obviously, there were wolves, spider, monkeys, there were punch monkeys, there were land sharks. I mean, this doesn't exist. This never existed. That really got on my nerves. This person said, okay, he went on to say, it really got on my nerves. Okay, that no animal was actually depicted in real life. So, and it ruined the movie quickly for me. However, the story is okay, so I give it a 2-star. Wonderful. Okay, since this is your opinion, let's leave it to you. Okay, the next review here says, I wasn't a huge fan of this movie. It had its moments, and I honestly feel that it was a decent effort, but I couldn't help but notice the premise of a modern prehistoric family had been done before and better. It's fine for kids and it has some sharp writing along with good animation and voice acting, but it was underwhelming. I don't at all hate this movie, but I didn't like it. Okay, I love this person's balance, the fact that he's stating the good parts for him and the bad parts. Okay, that's a good balance. And he gave it a 2-star. Okay, let's see. Okay, we have a 3-star review here. It says, I really like this film because of the way the family was helped by Guy to discover ways of evolving with the earth. However, the dialogue was a bit dull at times, and I don't hate it, but I don't really like the character designs and the way they move and their facial expressions. Okay, I want to know, the only thing I could be asking him if we were face to face, I'd ask him, when you're saying you don't like the way they move, are you talking about the Croods themselves, the cavemen? Because they are actually cavemen, so they are still walking on their hands, walking like animals per se. Okay. Also, the mother didn't really have a purpose, but it can be hilarious at times. He went on to say, spoiler alert, the ending was tense. In conclusion, The Croods is a nice family fun. It's worth a watch. That's all I have to say. Well, I do love the comments on this particular movie, I must say, because it was all around entertaining for me. I think why I enjoyed it so much was because of the experience I had, you know, with the fact that it was in a dark room, just me and my bestie with two other folks at the back that were not interested in it, that I just wanted to slap, but I couldn't slap, so I had to just focus on the movie. And all in all, it was great. The movie was good. And for the prehistoric nerds, y'all should calm down. Be calming your nerves down. Not every time. Life must not be straightforward like that. Have a little fun. You live longer. Yes, so that would be it for this episode, The Croods. Yes, The Croods with my best friend. And last episode, I mentioned a riddle that I was going to answer in this episode. So here is the answer. First of all, here is the riddle. What month of the year has 28 days? What month of the year has 28 days? First of all, if you're thinking about February, forget about it. It's not even February. The simple answer is that all months in a year, every month has 28 days. There is no exception. Then I have another riddle for you today. Isn't that exciting? Isn't it exciting? Okay, the riddle goes like this. A man who was outside in the rain without an umbrella or hat didn't get a single hair on his head wet. Why? I'll take it again. A man who was outside in the rain without an umbrella or a hat on his head didn't get a single hair wet. Why? How? Is it possible? What could have caused this? That would be it from the English Igbo Girl podcast. I know you guys want me to say it, right? Okay, probably I'm going to be giving you guys the answers. So the answer to this one, let me know. Let's just see, did you get it? The answer is simple. He's bald. There's no hair on his head. That's why no single hair on his head was wet. Yeah, dig? You get? Anyway, that's it for me, Amaka Jessica. Thank you for listening to the English Igbo Girl podcast. I'm going to see you next time. As always, stay steady, stay good, stay safe. I'm coming back with more animated movies.
And I think I'm bringing it down to my country, my home country, Nigeria. I'm going to be introducing you to animated movies that y'all didn't even know existed in Nigeria. So y'all better calm down. I got you. You know I got you, right? So peace. It's the English Igbo Girl Podcast, and I am Amaka Jessica.